Hello again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting. Another windy, rainy day here at the farm. Great day for podcasting. One of the things that we wrestle with a lot in the community radio movement, and in radio, I suppose, in general, is the whole impact of advertising and what it does to our broadcasts. So now that podcasting's around, I think it's time to sort of take a look at that one and see whether anything's different. And I think, of course, given my rants, that, everything's different. Advertising, whether it's the public radio version, yes, kids, I think that those announcements in between the shows are advertisements, even though they're cloaked in nonprofit terminology. Advertising is to support an infrastructure and to support an ownership structure. And I think both of those things change with podcasting. The way to do this is the way that we sometimes do it when I'm working with a manufacturing company. We sort of say, well, let's ask why three times. So why do we advertise? Well, we advertise because we need to bring money in to the station. Why do we need to bring money into the station? Well, we need money in the station to support all the things that go on and the infrastructure, and we need to do a rate of return for the investors. Well, why do we need a rate of return for the investors? Well, because they put up a whole lot of money, and the kind of people that put up a whole lot of money to buy a radio station and build it want to get money back. Well, what if you didn't have to do that? What if you didn't have to buy a station? What if you didn't have to build a transmitter site? What if you didn't have to spend all that money on the infrastructure? So you didn't have to go to the big money people. Well, that's podcasting. So I think one of the big differences is going to be the role of advertising money in these broadcasts. Clearly, when you're dependent on a revenue stream, I don't care how much you plead the other way, it's going to influence what you put on your show. You're going to worry just a little tiny bit about whether you're going to offend somebody or reduce your audience. And if you do that, the revenue goes away and then bad things happen. Well, in podcasting, the barrier to entry is so low. Literally, you can do a podcast with the equipment that you're using to listen to this podcast. So the infrastructure costs are really, really low. And even if you go crazy like I did and build up another computer and buy a couple of mics, you're talking $1,000 tops. Maybe, I suppose you could go crazy and spend more. But, what you're listening to here is a regular $800 computer and a couple of really good $100 each microphones. Well, that's no barrier to entry. It's nothing like, and even in the community radio days, we were pretty proud of ourselves at KUSP in Santa Cruz when we put that whole station on the air for under $1,000. But that was really scrounging, and it really had a much higher cost because there were all those folks who did all that work for free. And if you counted all that, it cost a lot more than $1,000. Now, it really does cost less than $1,000 to get on the air with a podcast, and so the advertising thing doesn't really matter the same way. At the same time, if you decide that you want to make your living at podcasting and you decide to take advertising, recognize that it's going to make a difference to what you say. I don't care how righteous you are. Once you start taking advertising money, you're going to start worrying about what you say on your podcast. Well, maybe they won't listen to this one. then my revenue, when my numbers will go down, and then my advertising revenue will go down, and then the family, you know, won't eat so good, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, that's your choice. It's up to you. But for those of us like me who are just into community podcasting and getting people to tell their own stories and so on and so forth, the nice thing is that we no longer have to worry about that. I don't have to fund a radio station. I can just do radio, which I think is so liberating. And probably nobody will listen to this, which is fine, because all I care about is doing it. And if 10 people listen, that's terrific. I just enjoy doing the shows. If 10 people learn something, that's great. Don't have to worry about it anymore. I suppose that some people will say, well, community podcasting and podcasting in general will reward people who have outlying points of view. And I think that to a certain extent they're right. This will become real niche-y. And so if you want to cultivate a niche and then advertise to that niche, I suppose that that's a way to approach it. But the trick there is, again, you can't change your mind. You can't disturb your niche. Once you've got a niche and you say something that offends them, or your interests drift away, or you decide to put something else on your show, your revenue stream's going to dry up. So be careful about that advertising money. Be very, very... This is the Elmer Fudd School of Community Podcasting. Be very, very careful when you do that. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire. So I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. You can join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.